Everyone, welcome to Berean Baptist Church on this Sunday, the middle of March, and we are marching forward into spring, and it's coming soon. We thank God for that. Just a reminder, we'll take a love offering for the ministry of Daniel and Carolyn Rojas there in Paysandú, Uruguay, and that'll be this morning and also tonight. So if you'd care to participate in that, a love offering envelopes are available for you to do that, and you can just put that offering into the collection box either this morning or tonight. In my life, Lord, be glorified. What a wonderful approach that we need to make when we come before the Lord together as a body of believers. We desire for Him to be glorified in how we live and what we say, what we do, what we think on a daily basis. Steve is going to come and lead us in our first hymn at this time. Steve?
Hymn number 151, if you need the book, it's Wonderful Grace of Jesus. And we're going to stand and do all three verses together, please. 155, Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Oh, magnify the precious name.
grace of Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated.
I'm going to read a couple of verses that will be basis for the message this morning from missionary Daniel Rojas. He and his wife Carolyn and their son Toby are with us here from Paysandú, Uruguay. They'll be heading back to the field this week. Is it flying out on Tuesday? You'll be flying out on Tuesday. So be in prayer for them as they head out. And we'll look forward to hearing from them the ministry that God has given to them there in Paysandú. Philippians chapter 1. And I want to read one verse there, and then also Ephesians chapter 4. Read one verse there as well. Philippians 1 verse 27 says, "Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." And then Ephesians 4 verse 24, "And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." These are great challenges for God's people to embrace in their life as they seek to serve the Lord faithfully with those lives. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your precious word, how it gives to us guidance in how we are to live each day. It shows to us that which we are to avoid. It shows us that which we are to embrace. It tells us what we are to love and what we are to hate, what we are to pursue and that which we are to avoid pursuing. Lord, give us wisdom as we seek to accomplish all of that for your glory and for your praise. I pray today, Father, for Brother Daniel and his wife Carolyn and Toby, ministry that you've given to them there in Paysandú. Pray for their safety as they head back this week, as they get back into their field of ministry. Thank you, Father, for how you have provided for them, protected them here in the States. Continue to do so, Father. And we'll thank you and praise you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Grace greater than our sins. Hymn number 157, if you need the book.
That are longing to see his face. is God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. 161. 161. Memory verse for this month is Proverbs 18:24. Let's say the reference, the verse, and the reference together, all right? Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, found in John 1:9. God's perfect Lamb, 179 in your book, all right? God's perfect Lamb.
God's God to Israel, bring me a sacrifice, morning and evening, every day, offer a spotless lamb, without a blemish. This is the command. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all, sing God's perfect Lamb. Daily the lambs were brought, daily the blood was shed, blood.
Hallelujah.
appointed time, Jesus, Messiah, King, to make for us sin, no longer bring a man. Jesus has paid the price. Clap your hands and let your songs begin. Sing hallelujah, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Hallelujah, praise to Jehovah, once for all it's slain, God's perfect Lamb.
Hymn of the month is next, O Great God of Highest Heaven, three verses. And we'll do all three of those verses, all three of those verses together. With me on this last verse. Help me now to live a life. And we're going to dismiss the children to their time of junior church. And those are ages 3 through 8 after the third verse. All right? They can go after the third verse. Help me now to live a life.
Help me now to live a life that's dependent on your grace. Keep my heart and guide my soul from the evils that I face. You are worthy to be praised with my every thought and deed. O great God of highest heaven, glorify your name through me.
Children's church may be dismissed and the rest of you are seated. Okay. Men's trio to sing for you, The Victory is Won.
Once for all the Savior paid redemption's price. When upon the cross he made the sacrifice. Hear his words of triumph sounding from the tree. Hear his shout sounding of victory. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished through God's own Son. It is finished, glory, hallelujah. It is finished, the victory is won. Sins are scarlet, they shall be as snow. For the blood of Christ is stronger than your foe. He has won the battle, let us all rejoice. Praise his name, tell his fame, hear his voice. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, through God's own Son. It is finished. Glory, hallelujah.
Christ has died, salvation is complete. Follow to his cross and worship at his feet. Listen to his shout, resounding far and near. Still it's heard, trust his word, never fear. Battle rages, we may rest secure. With the King of Heaven, victory is sure. Down the halls of time, his words forever ring. Hear his voice, make your choice, crown him King. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, through God's own Son. It is finished, glory, hallelujah, it is finished. Glory, hallelujah, it is finished, the victory is won.
It is finished, is what Jesus said there on the cross, and the plan of salvation had been accomplished. Praise the Lord for that. We are delighted to have with us this morning the Rojas family, Brother Daniel and his wife Carolyn. Many of you will have somewhat of a resemblance. You know Joanna Harmon, that is Caroline's younger sister, and it's good to have also Toby, their son, with them as well. So they're going to come at this time, and it's your time. They're going to have a special number, I believe, at this time, and then they'll go into a short video. And at the end, I think Daniel's going to do some preaching as well, and we'll look forward to hearing that. They've served in Paysandú for 25-plus years, been very faithful there, and we're grateful for the ministry that God has called them to. God bless you.
So we will be singing in Spanish. If you'd like to look in your hymn books, number 303, that's the one we're going to sing.
La carrera está adelante y hay fuerte vendaval. Cuando muchos me rodean, faltan fuerzas y moral. Se ha roto cada sueño y el valle es abismal. Pues mis ojos pongo en Cristo, me da fuerza espiritual. Alas da, alas da, cual águila, fuerzas da, reanimándome a seguir. Alas da, alas da, cual águila, cuando caigo en el cada sueño tiene espino, tengo alas del Señor. Correremos con paciencia, cada peso a despojar, con los ojos puestos en Jesús. Nos guiará y sin fallar, ha corrido antes Cristo, coronado majestad, a sus hijos llama a seguir, a volar en libertad. seguir. Sueño tiene espino, tengo alas del Señor, tengo alas del Señor.
Good morning, church.
Buenos días.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga.
Mi nombre es Gustavo Daniel Rojas. Soy de la ciudad de Paysandú, la República Oriental del Uruguay.
Mi nombre, no, his name. His name is Gustavo Daniel Rojas from Paysandú, Uruguay, Oriental Republic of Uruguay.
Ayer estuvimos hablando con un hermano que ustedes todos conocen, al cual mandó saludos. Es el pastor Pablo Harmon y su esposa Joana.
So yesterday we were talking to a brother that you know well, and it was Paul Harmon and Joana.
Send greetings.
Oh, they send greetings. Yeah. Sorry.
Paysandú es un nombre de origen guaraní, al igual que Uruguay.
Paysandú and Uruguay are both names in Guaraní and Indian language.
Paysandú quiere decir el paso de Sandú. Sandú era un indio.
So Sandú was an Indian, and the name is the pass of Sandú. That's what the name means.
Y Uruguay quiere decir río de los pájaros pintados.
And Uruguay is the river of the painted or the colorful birds.
Tenemos una mesa allá en el fondo al cual estamos disponibles. Si después tienen alguna pregunta para hacernos, estamos disponibles.
So, just note we have a table display in back. If you have any questions, we'll be available after the service.
Brevemente nos gustaría dar un testimonio al cual primero lo va a hacer Carolina y después lo hago yo.
So we're going to give a brief testimony, and he said it's my turn first. Okay, so basically my life has been the mission field, Uruguay. So Uruguay is home to me. When I was 5, evidently I had done something I shouldn't have, and my parents were dealing with me and my sin, and my mother very clearly said, Carolyn, well, Carrie, she calls me, if you do not ask God for forgiveness for your sin, you're going to be going to hell, and you really need to ask God to forgive you for your sin, because it's wrong. So I said, well, you're right. I was 5, but I clearly knew I was a sinner. I still am a sinner. But thankfully, that day I asked God for his forgiveness, and he, wrote me in the book of life. That day was also my birthday, so it's hard to forget that date. So I thank God for that. And then throughout the years, as I say, even though we're pastors or missionaries' kids, God has to work individually in our lives and give each of us, just as everyone else, conviction of sin. So we have to make that decision, personally, as we all do. And sometimes for pastors and missionaries' kids, that doesn't happen until a little farther along in their lives, because we get used to living in this culture of church, and we don't really acknowledge that we need salvation, right? So just be patient with us, right? When I was 12, I did surrender my life to serve the Lord, and I had heard the story of Amy Carmichael and was like, wow, what it would be really nice to go to Africa or someplace like that. But no, God called me back home, to my home. So that's where we've been. After college, I went home and met him. I did not know him before. He had been going to our church for 2.5 years and was good friends of my sister Joanna and my brother Dan. And the lady talked about this guy. I'm like, who is he? I was in college. So I went back home and met him, and the rest is history. It's your turn.
Primero que nada, quiero agradecer por la oportunidad que nos dan de presentarnos aquí. Gracias al pastor, a la familia de la fe. Gracias por presentar, prestarnos ese vehículo que ha sido de gran bendición para nosotros.
So, first of all, I want to thank this church for receiving us and for allowing us to use the ministry vehicle. It's been a great blessing. And we just thank you for being able to come today.
Bien, conocí al Señor cuando tenía 18 años de edad.
So I knew the Lord when I was 18 years old.
Y lo voy a hacer bastante rápido para que nos dé el tiempo para todo.
And I'll be quick about this.
Yo trabajaba en una herrería, haciendo puertas, ventanas, etcétera, todo en hierro.
I worked at a blacksmith shop.
Y escuché que este señor, que era mi patrón, iba a una iglesia, pero nunca me había invitado a ir a la iglesia.
So I had heard that my boss went to a church, but he'd never invited me to go there.
Pero llegó un hermano de la iglesia pidiendo ayuda para bajar una torre de radioaficionado que tenía el pastor, el misionero.
A member of the church came one day and said, "Hey, we need help to bring down a big, you know, a radio antenna."
Y eso fue hace unos cuantos kilos atrás.
And that was several pounds back.
Era fácil para mí subir y bajar la antena.
So it was easier for me to go up and down the antenna.
Entonces fui, ayudé a bajar la antena, pero cuando nos regresábamos escuché que al otro día domingo el pastor iba a un pueblo cercano a compartir el evangelio.
So on the way back to our house, I heard they were going to a close by town that I hadn't known.
No, dije yo, somos una buena oportunidad para conocer un pueblo que aún no conozco.
Oh, so that would be a good opportunity. I might, you know, get to go see that town.
Preguntale si tiene un lugarcito.
Says,
para mí.
Ask him if there's room for me.
Y dijo, sí, sí, mañana a las 9 de la mañana tenés que estar acá, que nos vamos.
All right, so by 9 o'clock tomorrow you have to be here.
Entonces el pastor compartió el mensaje e hizo una invitación y yo levanté mi mano allá en el fondo y él me dijo, después vamos a hablar.
So after the meeting, as is normal, the pastor gave an invitation. He gave the gospel and asked the invitation. You know, if someone wanted to know the Lord as their personal Savior, and I rose my hand.
Cuando nos regresábamos, me dijo, Daniel, esta tarde tenemos reunión, verano, a las 5 de la tarde, un calor insoportable.
So on the way back, the pastor says, well, at our church in Paysandú, we have a meeting at 5 o'clock. It was summer. It was very hot, scorching hot, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Y yo le dije, no sé, yo juego al fútbol y no sé si voy a tener tiempo para
eso. Oh, I don't know, Pastor. I'm a soccer player and I might be too busy to go to church. We'll see.
Pero a las 4 de la tarde yo ya estaba pronto para ir a la iglesia.
But at 4 o'clock I was already ready.
Y vamos, 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 que se hace tarde.
And he kept, you know, saying, because his boss was his stepbrother, he says, come on, let's go, it's time for church.
Y el pastor nuevamente predicó, compartió el evangelio y volvió a hacer la misma pregunta y me dijo, vi tu mano, ahora después vamos a hablar.
So, pastor, after the message, once again, you know, preached the gospel and asked again, is there someone who wants to know the Lord as their Savior? He raised his hand again, and the pastor says, now we're going to talk.
Y me llevó arriba a un salón que tiene la iglesia, y abrió la palabra de Dios, y me mostró en ella que yo era un pecador y que necesitaba el perdón de Dios, y que necesitaba, si quería llegar al cielo, pedir al Señor que me perdonara.
So he took me up to a little room and he told me I was a sinner and I needed God's forgiveness and needed to ask God for his forgiveness for him to be my savior, to forgive me for my sins.
Y él abrió esta Biblia,
and he opened
literalmente
this Bible,
esta Biblia,
this one,
y me mostró
and showed me
que yo era un pecador y necesitaba el perdón de Dios.
In the Bible he showed me that I needed God's forgiveness.
Recuerdo que esa noche lloré bastante y desde ese momento el Señor por su gracia me ha mantenido en su camino.
He remembers he cried a lot because he realized he was a sinner and that he was saved by grace.
Pero el pastor y la familia me tomaron como un hijo más de ellos.
So the pastor and his family took me in as one of their own.
Con Daniel y Joana somos muy buenos amigos y fuimos muy buenos amigos en nuestra juventud también.
So Daniel and Joana were very good friends of mine at that point, and they still are.
Me invitaban a su casa, me invitaban a salir de viaje, pasaba fechas importantes con ellos y me tomaron como parte de su familia, al cual le agradezco mucho.
They took me on trips and we spent a lot of time together and doing a lot of things, and I really am grateful for that.
Y como muestra del agradecimiento por todo lo que ellos hicieron por mí,
and as a token of gratefulness for all they've done for me,
me casé con su hija.
I married their daughter.
Bueno, antes de pasar el video, el pastor me preguntaba cuántos años hace que estamos ahí. Y hace más de 25 años que estamos trabajando, porque tenemos casi 27 años de casados y ya veníamos sirviendo al Señor en el ministerio.
Before we show the video, we just wanted to mention that we've been serving the Lord there for more than 25 years. We actually calculated years, it was like 30. And we've been married almost 27 already, and you know, we're thankful to God for that privilege. We're going to show the video now.
Es nuestra pequeña ciudad al cual ya estamos ansiando regresar.
That's our small city to which we're anxious to return to.
Recuerden que si tienen alguna pregunta, luego podemos evacuar alguna de sus
cuestiones. So just remember, after the meeting we'll be in back by our table and you can ask us any questions about that.
Ponemos la presentación.
We'll go ahead and pass the PowerPoint, the sequence.
Queremos ofrecerles a ustedes y presentarles algunos de nuestros objetivos generales ahí en la obra en Paysandú.
We'd like to give you some of our general objectives that we have in our church right now.
Principalmente nuestro objetivo general es el de alcanzar las almas que aún no conocen a Cristo como su Señor y Salvador personal.
Mainly, our goal is to reach souls that still do not know Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Dice en Hechos 2:21, y todo aquel que invocare el nombre del Señor será salvo.
In Acts 2:21, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Servimos al Señor por más de 25 años ahí en la iglesia local.
We've served the Lord for more than 25 years in the local church.
Ahí estamos ofreciendo todos los domingos el servicio dominical, pero luego del COVID tuvimos que parar un poco con la escuela dominical.
We have every morning we have main service every Sunday morning. After COVID, we haven't returned yet to the separate meetings of Sunday school and the main service.
El misionero Pablo Harmon estuvo predicando esta mañana allí en nuestra ciudad. Estamos a 2 horas de diferencia, así que eran a las 7 de la mañana. No, a las 8 de la mañana.
This morning, missionary Paul Harmon was preaching in our church. And that was at 8 o'clock this morning for you.
También todos los días sábados estamos teniendo reuniones de adolescentes y jóvenes.
Every Saturday we have youth meeting.
Y los miércoles tenemos nuestra reunión de oración, a la cual hacemos mucho énfasis en invitar a los hermanos a la iglesia a que venga a orar juntos.
Wednesday evenings we have prayer meeting and we do encourage all of our people to come and pray together.
Era curioso porque los días miércoles teníamos la misma asistencia que los días domingos.
It was curious because a short time before COVID, he didn't say that, but it was before COVID, we almost had the same attendance for Sundays as we did on Wednesdays, which was a blessing.
Y solemos recordar a los hermanos que para mantener una iglesia de pie es necesario que los miembros, los hermanos, doblen sus rodillas y vayan al Señor en oración.
We remind our people that for a church to be able to be marching, they need to be on their knees praying.
También, de manera personal, estoy ayudando a un centro de estudios bíblicos que se llama Ebenezer, y es vía Zoom todos los martes desde las
20:30.
Desde las 20:30 hasta las 22:30 vía Zoom.
So Daniel participates in a Zoom discipleship institute. It's free for everyone. There are people from all over South America that go there. It's called Ebenezer, and it's every Tuesday from 8:30 in the evening to 10:30, which would be 6:30 to 8:30 your time.
Los últimos años me ha tocado dar la clase de la vida de Cristo, y comienzan en el mes de marzo, ya comenzaron, y terminan en el mes de noviembre.
The courses that are given are from March to November, and Daniel has had the opportunity to give the classes of Life of Christ.
También nuestra iglesia ofrece distintas actividades para las damas y para los varones.
We also have special individual activities for men and women.
Ni hablar de los campamentos cristianos en el verano, también en el invierno, y algunos sábados que se hace una reunión que se llama Impacto para los jóvenes.
We also participate in the Christian camp program that's 10 minutes away from our church. We not only are there during the summer, but during the year, they hold a daily youth rally. It's about 4 times a year, called Impact, and we take our young people to that as well.
Y también como iglesia ayudamos a otras iglesias hermanas que están cercanos a nosotros. Cuando, por ejemplo, el pastor Harmon y la familia vinieron a Estados Unidos, nosotros íbamos muy seguido a compartir la palabra allí a Durazno.
Another ministry we have is an outreach to churches that are close by or that need pastors to fill in, such as when Paula and Joanna Harmon are on furlough, we would go to their church as they are at ours, and we do that with with different churches as well.
Para contarles también, aquí estamos para contarles que necesitamos nosotros tener nuestro propio local como iglesia.
We'd like to just share that we are still trying to have to get a local. The church needs to have their own place, their own property.
Desde que llegó el pastor o el misionero Roy Kunz y Karen Kunz, por allá por el año 75, ellos fueron acomodando su casa para que allí funcionara la iglesia local.
Since the time that missionary Roy and Karen Kunz went, they bought a property and had it remodeled, and everyone, we have fixed it so that the church can be there.
Lo que ustedes ven allí en esa foto viene a ser la entrada de la casa y la escalera que antes llevaba a la azotea. Eso ahí el pastor, el misionero, hizo toda una reforma, y ahí hay un par de salones, un par de baños, una cocina que utiliza la iglesia, pero sigue siendo parte de la propiedad de la familia.
The entrance of the meeting room was actually a waiting hall, which is very big and it's very practical. The stairs you see there take up to another area. We have classrooms, and where it was just a terrace, a non-roofed terrace, my father roofed it and finished it up as a complete second story, and the church now has other places up there in the second story too.
Y también nosotros hemos estado orando y por la personería jurídica para la iglesia, algo que es bastante costoso en el Uruguay, hacer todos los trámites, y por la gracia del Señor hay una iglesia que nos ha provisto del dinero para costear todo ese papeleo.
We've been praying that the Lord would help us do the non-profit organization thing with the government, the paperwork, and it's pretty expensive. We thank the Lord that He has provided through a church the funds to do that.
Y también estamos como nuestras necesidades también, aparte del local, necesitamos un vehículo el cual se utiliza mucho para el ministerio, más allá de lo personal o familiar, y también el sostén de todos los meses, ya que tanto Carolina como yo tenemos trabajos seculares, ella en un instituto de inglés y yo haciendo obras de arte en hierro y en madera.
Okay, that was pretty long. Other than that, other than the property and the nonprofit, we also are needing to purchase another vehicle because the one we have is getting worn down, which we use for the ministry and the outreach and all of that. But we do need that and monthly funds, as I have an English institute that we run. I run 35 to 40 hours a week. He has also work as artisan with wood and metal, but that takes time away from the ministry if we have to work so much.
Entonces, para recapitular un poco, para organizar un poco esto que hemos dicho, la parte de los fondos para cubrir los trámites de la personería jurídica, gracias al Señor, está cubierta ahora.
So the non-profit paperwork is already funded, thankfully.
Y necesitamos, hermanos, separar lo que es la casa familiar con la iglesia, que los hermanos tengan ese sentir que es algo propio de la iglesia, no de un misionero o de un pastor.
We feel that it's really important that the church have their own place so that they feel the propriety of it, that it's their place, that they take responsibility for the maintenance and the care of it, which doesn't happen right now.
Entonces son dos opciones, o tres, o seguimos en el mismo lugar, o compramos algo, o alquilamos algo.
So there are three options. I mean, one would be just to stay there, another would be to rent or to buy.
Pero las rentas son extremadamente caras y nunca va a ser de la iglesia, siempre va a pertenecer a alguien.
But rent is very expensive, and then and in the long run you're just paying money to someone else and it's never going to be yours.
Solo para que tengan una idea.
So you have an idea.
Esa puerta que está ahí lleva a la cocina de la casa.
The door you see there actually goes into our personal kitchen.
Entonces no podemos cocinar nada rico porque el resto de la iglesia va a saber qué es lo que va a comer el pastor.
We can't prepare our food before because the smell of the food will make everybody want to stay to eat with us.
Entonces un edificio apropiado para la congregación sería una gran bendición para nosotros.
The blessing for us would be that the church have their own property.
También que los hermanos tengan ese sentido de propiedad de los miembros, que es su iglesia, su espacio al cual cuidar, etc.
That the members have their own place and have feel ownership of it.
Espacio para los niños, para los adolescentes y los jóvenes que necesitan un espacio. Ellos son los que más alboroto hacen y necesitamos recluirlos en algún lugar.
So we need more space for the children and young people. They're the noisiest bunch and they really need a little more space.
Locomoción para las visitas, hablando de un vehículo, no solo visitas sino también emergencias. Ahí en Uruguay comúnmente cuando un hermano en la iglesia necesita o tiene una urgencia, incluso un accidente, llaman al pastor primeramente para que el pastor lo lleve al hospital o lo lleve a la emergencia o a visitar el doctor, etcétera.
Many times the vehicle is used for visits and emergencies. A lot of times the members will call the pastor and say, hey, I need to go to the hospital, I have this problem, could you take me to emergency? So they don't call the emergency service, they call the pastor, which becomes the emergency service, and that's one of the uses we can.
Así que más que una vez estuve manejando una ambulancia y yendo contra flecha, cruzando luces en rojo, entrando al servicio de urgencia como si fuera una ambulancia.
Many times, at least a couple of times, he's had the opportunity to serve as ambulance, literally, where he had to go, you know, wrong way and the horn blaring, and he would go up right directly where the ambulances go and just drop off his patient.
También los hermanos mayores que asisten a nuestra iglesia, ellos no tienen una locomoción para llegar, no hay un sistema de ómnibus que sea acorde. De hecho, los días domingos no hay ómnibus en la ciudad.
The other is to bring the adults who cannot move around on their own. Unfortunately, on Sundays, the bus routine is much shorter, there are less buses, and at the time that they need it, they would not be able to get to church if we did not help them.
Eso nos ayudaría también a las distintas actividades, como escuela de vacación bíblica, llevar a los jóvenes a campamento, o a los hermanos a distintas actividades, y también apoyamos a otra iglesia hermana como iglesia local, apoyamos a otra iglesia hermana que está a una hora y media de nuestra ciudad.
The other use for the vehicle is to do vacation Bible school in different areas of the city. We thank God for the liberty of being able to do things in plazas and we don't have to ask any permission. So that's a blessing. We also support as a church another missionary an hour and a half away, and we also help them as well as other churches that we visit to fill the pulpits.
Entonces,
so,
Dios podría estar llamándole a usted hoy, hermano, a ser de bendición al campo misionero ahí en Paysandú, Uruguay.
May God be calling you to be a blessing to the mission field in Paysandú, Uruguay.
Dice Tercera de Juan 6, los cuales han dado ante la iglesia testimonio de tu amor, y harás bien en caminarlos como es digno de su servicio a Dios para que continúen su viaje.
3 John 6 says, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well.
Hermanos, allí están nuestros contactos y allá en la mesa tenemos una tarjeta donde usted puede escanear un código QR y tener la información, una carta de oración que vamos a estar enviando.
This is our contact information. The church, you didn't say that, but the church has a YouTube. We live stream our Wednesday and Sunday services. Anyone can have access to that. just, you know, subscribing to the channel. We have prayer cards in back and a card that if the prayer cards run out, you can scan a code to sign up to get our prayer letter. That's also free.
Vamos a dar 2 minutos si alguien tiene alguna pregunta que quiera hacer.
2 minutes for questions. Now.
Pero después puede hacer preguntas.
You can ask more later, but you can ask 2 now.
No?
Okay. You can ask them later.
Sí. Bien.
Next siguiente presentation, please. The Tero.
El pastor leyó un par de citas bíblicas al comenzar y luego vamos a volver a repetirla, hermano.
Pastor read a couple of passages at the beginning and we will be reading them again.
Lo que ustedes ven allí es nuestra selección de rugby del Uruguay.
What you see there is the Uruguay rugby team.
Está la insignia allí en color negro con un ave y ese ave se llama Tero.
The symbol they use is the Tero.
Que el Tero es el ave nacional del Uruguay, también se lo conoce como Teru Teru o solamente Tero.
It's known as Teru Teru or Tero and it's Uruguay's national bird.
Acá está el Uruguay, nosotros estamos aquí en este departamento, Paysandú, y por acá están los Harmon, Durazno.
Okay, so this is Uruguay and we are in the orange department, third from the top on the left, and the Harmons are in the yellow one, in the middle.
Pero no vamos a hablar de los Harmons.
That's
hoy.
Why they say to the heart of Uruguay.
Vamos a hablar acerca del Tero, rapidito, y qué podemos nosotros tomar como ejemplo del Tero. No va para adelante.
It's not. Do you turn it off?
No.
Doesn't want to go forward. Thank you.
Bien, el Tero es una especie que no es muy llamativa por sus colores ni sus plumas.
So we're going to talk about the Tero today. This bird isn't that beautiful because of its colorful feathers or anything like that.
Pero sin embargo tiene una elegancia que muy pocas aves pueden mostrar.
But it has quite an elegance about it.
Es una especie muy territorial y se destaca por ser un gran guardián, no solo de su nido y de sus huevos, y ahora le voy a decir por qué.
It's very territorial and a good guardian, not only of its nest and eggs, but also of something else, and we'll talk about that.
Es tan guardián que mucha gente de la ciudad, cuando va al campo y encuentra algún nido o algún polluelo, se lo lleva a su casa, lo cría, y es mejor que un perro.
Many people, if they want a good guardian, they will go to the country and get a little chick of the teros and take it home and raise it as their own because it's such a good guardian. It's better than dog.
No muerde, pero es mejor que un perro.
It doesn't bite, but you'll see what it does now.
Este ave, por lo general, se encuentra en lugares muy cercanos a los arroyos, a los lagos, a las lagunas y a los ríos.
This bird, you'll usually find it in marshy areas, rivers, lakes, creeks, etc.
No arma su nido arriba del árbol, lo arma en el suelo.
The nest is on the ground.
Sin embargo, muchas veces se lo ve adentro de las ciudades, específicamente en los campos de soccer, donde hay 50,000 personas viendo un partido.
It's ironic that even though it lives in, you know, close to water and all that, it seems to love being in the soccer fields even when a game is going on with 50,000 people watching.
Entonces, la pelota va para allá y todos los jugadores corriendo y el Tero vuela de allá, pega unos gritos y vuelve para este otro lado.
So when the ball and the players go that way, it raises up and rah, 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 Tero, Tero, and it goes the other side. Just that happens the whole team, the whole
¿Cómo
game.
Hace el Tero?
Okay. Tero, Tero, Tero. Sí.
El Tero grita o hace todo ese ruido que Carolina hizo.
It yells or makes the sound that Carolyn did.
En un lado.
On one side.
Pero sus huevos están en el lado opuesto.
But its eggs and nest are on the other side.
O sea, él canta, hace todo ese ruido e incluso vuela por encima de la gente haciendo todo ese ruido, pero en realidad su nido y sus huevos no están ahí.
So it will scream and yell and it's not chirp, it's a lot louder. Over and fly around people where the people are to distract them from where the nest is.
Y cuando el gaucho o el cowboy de aquí sale a recorrer el campo, muchas veces el tero empieza a hacer todo eso que mencionamos y se tira como si fuera un avión de guerra, se tira encima del gaucho y le saca el gorro de la cabeza.
So many times what happens when the ranchers, the gauchos, or the, you know, the Uruguayan cowboys are doing their job, what these birds will do when they come too close to one of the nests, they'll swoop down as a war airplane and take their hats off and attack their heads.
Así que cuidado, pastor, cuando vaya a Uruguay, tenga mucho cuidado.
So be careful, pastor, when you go visit us.
Los pichones de los teros son los que se les conoce como nidífugos. Ya cuando nacen, nacen con plumas.
The little tero birds are called nidífugos, which means that they are actually born with feathers already.
Estas aves son tan territoriales que cuando hacen todo ese bullicio, todo ese ruido, sacan sus espuelas de la punta de las alas y son capaces de lastimar la cara de las personas.
So their arm would be not arm as an arm, but anyway,
espuelas.
What they have on the tip of their
clavos.
Wings, like thorns or like nails, are used to actually attack and hurt their enemies.
Y la verdad que duele bastante
and
por comentarios.
Does hurt.
Ahora, usted se preguntará conmigo, ¿qué tiene que ver todo esto con el ministerio?
So what does this have to do with the ministry?
¿Qué tiene que ver esto con la iglesia, con el pueblo de Dios?
Well, maybe you ask yourself, what does this have to do with the church and God's people?
Oh, muy buena pregunta.
That's a good question.
Pero vean lo que nos leyó el pastor hace un rato en Filipenses 1:27.
So please see what the pastor read in Philippians 1:27.
Dice, solamente que os comportéis como es digno del Evangelio de Cristo, para que, o sea que vaya a veros o que esté ausente, oiga de vosotros que estáis firmes en un mismo espíritu combatiendo unánimes por la fe del Evangelio.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Y dice Efesios 4:24, y vestíos del nuevo hombre creado según Dios en la justicia y santidad de la verdad.
Ephesians 4:24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
En cuanto a Filipenses, hermanos, ahí Pablo hace la referencia a la forma de vivir de los creyentes para que honremos el Evangelio de Cristo.
Concerning Philippians 1:27, here Paul is referring to the form that we live as Christians.
Dice, firmes en un mismo espíritu. Y hermanos, esto nos habla de combatir por la fe del Evangelio. La palabra de Dios en español dice unánimes.
So it says firm and in one spirit, that we be combating or contending for the gospel unanimously.
Entonces, como pueblo de Dios, es necesario, hermanos, que nosotros nos mantengamos unidos para que el Evangelio progrese.
So as God's people, we must remain united for the gospel to advance.
Entonces el desafío para nosotros, hermanos, como iglesia, hoy día, es mantenernos firmes, unánimes, y si la iglesia fuera así hoy día, el mundo escucharía lo que la iglesia tiene para decir.
So it's very important for the church today to be united, and if we were united the way we should be, the world would be hearing a lot more of the gospel today.
Entonces el apóstol Pablo utiliza la palabra combatir y esto nos da a nosotros la idea de esforzarnos, luchar, pero no solo, luchar solo no, luchar unidos como cuerpo de Cristo. Y esta lucha espiritual nos llevará a extender el mensaje del Evangelio.
So Paul encourages us to fight, to contend, but not alone, together, for the gospel of Christ.
Saben que no les comenté anteriormente, pero este ave no vuela solo, vuela con su par. El macho y la hembra juntos hacen este trabajo.
I had not mentioned this before, but the tero does not work alone. It's both the male and the female that work together to protect their nest.
Están dispuestos a luchar, incluso a dar su vida para cuidar sus huevitos, su nido, sus polluelos.
They're willing to fight to the end, even if it costs them their life.
Esto podría llamarse la parte positiva de esta ave.
This is the positive part of this tero that we can learn about.
Pero en Efesios
4:24,
Pablo nos habla de una nueva naturaleza.
God speaks of a new nature.
¿No? Y este es el resultado de la regeneración por medio del Espíritu Santo, no nuestra.
A result of the regeneration through the Holy Spirit, not of our own.
Entonces, cualquier persona que está unida a Cristo es una nueva criatura.
So any person who has known Christ as their Savior, is united to Christ, has a new nature.
Usted y yo somos nuevas criaturas ahora.
You and I are new creatures now.
Entonces vivamos esta nueva naturaleza como una nueva persona.
So let's live this new nature as new people.
Una nueva creación que ha sido, valga la redundancia, creada a imagen de Dios en la justicia, en la santidad y en la verdad.
A new creation of God, created by God in righteousness and true holiness.
Hemos sido declarados justos y ahora estamos unidos a Cristo.
We have been declared just and we are united to Christ.
Entonces, hermanos, nuestro andar, nuestro caminar aquí en la tierra, nuestra nueva vida aquí en la tierra tiene que corresponder a esta nueva posición que tenemos en Cristo.
So our walk and our new life in Christ must correspond with Christ and be united in him.
Y el lado negativo de este ave,
the negative lesson of this bird.
O sea que nosotros no debemos ser como este ave cuando cantamos una cosa acá y en nuestro diario vivir somos otra totalmente distinta.
So we should not do as the tero, singing one thing there and doing a different thing over here.
Hermanos, queremos ser luz dentro de la iglesia.
Yes, we want to be light in the church.
Nosotros ya somos luz, pero esa luz debe ir afuera de la iglesia.
But that light needs to shine outside of the
somos
church.
Luz y sal, pero afuera, en nuestro trabajo, en nuestro estudio, incluso con nuestra familia.
So we need to be light and salt outside in the world.
Y entonces esta nueva naturaleza que habla Pablo aquí, hermanos, esto debe ser importante. No es el resultado nuestro, es el resultado del Espíritu Santo de Dios en nuestras vidas.
So this new nature that God has given us, we need to realize, brothers and sisters, that it is by the grace of God, only by God's working that it
can. Y está a disposición de todos aquellos que se convierten en hijos de Dios por haber creído y aceptado por fe el único camino que conduce a Dios.
And it's available to all of those who recognize Jesus as the only way and recognize their sins before him.
El único salvador es el Señor Jesucristo.
The only savior is Jesus Christ.
Entonces, mantengámonos unidos luchando por el progreso del evangelio, pero siendo una nueva criatura, no una cosa en un lado y otra totalmente opuesta en otro.
So let's contend united for the faith, for the gospel, but let's be the same inside the church and outside the church.
Podemos orar.
Let's pray.
Padre celestial y Dios, te damos muchísimas gracias por este nuevo día que tú nos has dado.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this new day you've given us.
Gracias por la oportunidad de estar esta mañana congregados en tu nombre.
We thank you for the opportunity to be united in your name.
Señor y Dios, tú que nos conoces bien nuestro corazón.
Dear God, you that know our hearts.
Te pedimos que nos ayudes, oh Señor, a mantenernos firmes en tu camino sin fluctuar.
We ask that you help us to remain firm without variation in our life.
Y que podamos reflejar nuestra nueva criatura en Cristo a este mundo que necesita de un Salvador.
And that you would help us to reflect this message that you have, the gospel, that we would reflect to the world, that they might hear about you.
Que estemos dispuestos, oh Señor, a ser usados por ti.
That we be willing to be used by you.
Y te agradecemos, Padre Celestial, de manera especial por la salvación en Cristo.
And we thank you especially for the salvation in Christ.
Te pedimos todas estas cosas en el bendito nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Si tiene alguna pregunta, hermanos, estamos dispuestos a responderles y les invitamos, ¿por qué no?, para esta noche a las 6 en el culto que vamos a tener la noche.
So, if you have any questions, we're willing, we'll be back by the table, and we also invite you to come this evening at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve is going to come and lead us in our closing hymn. The essence of the challenge is for us to be consistent in our walk of faith, to allow the newness that Christ has given to us to be displayed everywhere, no matter where we're at. That's the challenge. And so take some time to evaluate your life, how you are living it day by day. Put off the old man, as Paul states there in Ephesians chapter 4, and appropriate the newness of Christ in your life. And the life, Paul said, that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the consistency that he is calling us to as God's people. Now, for those who perhaps are listening and they've never put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you'll never be able to live a Christian life apart from Jesus Christ. And you need to accept him as your Savior from your sin. And if we can help you making that decision, we'd be delighted to do that. Steve, lead us in our hymn. Let's stand as we sing it together.
You need the book, it's hymn number 320, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Father, thank you for that saving grace that's so free to us. As believers, Lord, help us to take the challenge this morning to go out. Be the same person we are in this building. Be the same person we are outside this building to share the gospel, to love on those people that we come across. Lord, for those that are not believers, Lord, do not pass them by. But Lord, help them to realize their need of salvation. Repent. Ask for that free gift of salvation. And Lord, to acknowledge their need as a sinner. Thank you, Lord, for the challenges that we've heard this morning. Lord, be with them in their ministry. Provide for them in these many areas that need providing. Vehicle, building. Lord, we pray that you would work a mighty, mighty work there in Paysandu. Be with us this afternoon. Bring us back tonight for another challenge from the Word, and that we can rejoice with what you will accomplish in this mission field. We pray in thy name. Amen.